Hello there, my name is Jessica, and this is the Sunshine Girl podcast. Now, on this podcast, we deal with everything, life and living it, personal development, relationship issues, and so much more. And so I'm hoping that you sit back and enjoy. A lot of this content has been repurposed from my YouTube channel. That's the Jessica OS channel. And it's repackaged and brought to you right here on your favorite podcast platform. And so sit back, relax, and enjoy. Hey there, people. Today, let's talk about how to get over an obsession with someone. Listen, you're not alone. A good percentage of the world's population will experience romantic obsession in their lifetime. A strong romantic obsession appears to be more common in introverts. Romantic obsession frequently strikes people at times of stress, loneliness, or bereavement. An unhappy marriage can also be a big factor, as can drifting through life in autopilot, so to speak. After all, a lot of us want to believe that we're rational beings, right? Who behave in predictable ways. But then someone dazzling comes along and all that rationality just goes out the window. They dominate our waking thoughts, they become an irresistible force of attraction, and their behavior can affect our mood. A romantic obsession that is strong is known as limerence. It feels like being addicted to another person. Once captured by such an obsession, we have to confront some challenging questions about who we are, what we really want, why some people have the power to overwhelm our senses. I'll be right back. To begin to tackle how to stop being obsessed, you need to understand why we become obsessed with certain people. I did some digging. So fundamentally, obsession has its roots in neuroscience. We're built to seek reward. And romantic attraction is rewarding. It's one of the most exhilarating, thrilling, euphoric experiences anyone could ever experience, right? When we get properly infatuated with someone, we do literally experience an altered state of mind. Obsession marks the point where one person becomes fixed as the most desirable, most rewarding, but also, in some cases, infuriatingly unattainable thing in life. So what is it about certain people that triggers obsession, you may ask? We all have a romantic type. Scientists have speculated for years about what it is that makes people attractive. Scent, compatibility, resemblance to parents, facial symmetry, etc. We're all shaped by our personal history. Who catches our eye will depend on the homes we grew up in, the experiences we had as our sexuality developed, the people who were around at that critical period of life, and the relationships we had as we reached maturity. One of the top reasons for obsessive behavior in relationships can be caused by a mental health condition such as obsessive compulsive disorder. A lot of us have heard about it, OCD. Other common causes of obsessiveness in relationships include the constant need for reassurance, low self-esteem, high codependent tendencies, meaning you feel the need to care for other people in relationships. Underlying issues with jealousy also count, or the fear that the partner or your partner will leave you. And finally, having an addictive personality type. I could talk about that in a separate video. So the question remains, how do you get over an obsession with someone? I'm going to share 10 things with you. Number one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One, you want to use distraction. Now, one of the easiest ways to learn how to stop being obsessive in a relationship is to distract yourself. If you're having difficulty letting go of your obsessions, spend time doing things you enjoy or take up a new hobby. You might also consider distracting yourself with a movie, a good book, or a new acquaintance. Now, whether you're in an obsessive relationship or trying to stop obsessing over an ex, a little distraction will go a long way. Number two, you want to set a goal for yourself. And this is important. It's easy to become obsessive in a relationship when you don't have any personal aspirations. I mean, if nothing wild is happening in your life, nothing exciting is going on, if you're looking to overcome an obsession with someone, what you want to do is to set a goal, such as learning a new skill, getting a promotion at work, or even going back to school if necessary. When you're focused on your goals, you won't have time to be obsessed. Number three, get to the root of the feeling. So behind every obsession is usually some sort of underlying feeling like fear or anxiety, right? It might be time to dig deeper if you can't figure out how to not obsess over someone. I mean, what are you really feeling? Maybe you're obsessing over your partner because you've been hurt in the past and you're fearful that they will betray you again or this new person will do the same. Now, whatever the case, dealing with the underlying feeling can help you become less obsessive. So tackle it. Number four is you want to practice mindfulness. Learning to become more mindful or to live in the present moment can be a strategy for how to not be obsessive in a relationship. Try to intentionally bring an open, accepting, and discerning attention to everything that you do. Find joy in the simple pleasures. When you become more mindful, you can focus on the present and let thoughts come and go without being fixated on them, right? A key way to go around it would be first to pay attention. It's hard to slow down and notice things in a busy world. Try to take the time to experience your involvement with all your senses, your touch, your sound, your taste, your smell, you know, your sight. Essentially, live in the moment. Stop and smell the roses. Treat yourself the way you'd treat a good friend. Number five, turn to family and friends. So sometimes you may not realize you're being obsessive in a relationship, right? But if friends and family share that worry with you that you're being overly obsessed, they're probably genuinely concerned and also correct. At the same time, if you worry that you're being too obsessed, you can actually usually count on your closest loved ones to be honest with you and to offer their suggestions, right? So that's always a good thing to do. Number six, you want to take up journaling. Write down stuff. Put your thoughts on paper. When experiencing an obsessive thought, write it down. You may find it has less power. Now, in general, journaling can be a way of calming your mind and alleviating whatever feelings are leading you to be so obsessive in that particular relationship. And once you have it on paper, it could make more sense to you. Number seven, consider if codependency might be to blame. Let me break this down. So codependent people tend to obsess over the well-being of the people around them to the point that they feel responsible for other people, even in adult relationships, right? So if you feel compelled to obsess over your significant other's every need and think you need to fix them or be the hero in their life, you could be codependent and you want to look into it. Number eight, recognize that obsession can be dangerous. So if you're struggling with how to stop being obsessive in a relationship, you want to take a step back. Recognize that being obsessive in your relationship can be unhealthy and even dangerous. At the very least, being obsessive can lead to toxic relationship dynamics in which you'd want to control your partner, prevent them from having outside interests. In the worst cases, obsessive behavior in relationships can cause you to violate your partner's rights. For instance, they may feel they do not have the right to leave house without your permission. Some obsessive partners may even resort to psychological abuse, physical aggression, you know, to control their partners, and that is extremely unhealthy. Number nine, spend time with other people. So if you become obsessive in your relationship, you might want to benefit from enjoying time with family, friends, people that care. When you're struggling with the fact that your significant other has outside interests and friendships, it can be helpful if you pursue friendships of your own. Find a friend, you know? As you spend more time apart, you might realize that you enjoy actually, you know, the time that you spend apart, the separate time for your own interests and your friendships. And this can help you overcome being obsessive in the long run. And finally, you want to turn to professional support if none of the suggestions work for you. Sometimes there can be an underlying issue, such as a mental health condition that is leading to an unhealthy obsession with a person. If you're in a committed relationship, you may benefit from undergoing relationship therapy to help you address this obsessiveness, right? So you might want to look into it.
Thank you so much for listening to the Sunshine Girl podcast. If you enjoyed it, make sure you share it with someone else who will find this information beneficial. I hope the conversations were great as well. And if they were, make sure you tune in again and subscribe to the channel. Turn on notifications so whenever I post a podcast, you're able to listen in and share once again. If you'd like to support this podcast, you absolutely can. You can become a supporter of this channel. Just search for it right here on this platform, or you can find me on Patreon at patreon.com/JessicaOS. I would absolutely love all the support that I can get. Thank you so much for watching and listening. I'll see you again soon.